rifle season starts this Saturday, and the first rifle season. What is in store for hunters? What's the word from Colorado Parks and Wildlife?
We anticipate a pretty successful season. We have not had any bad weather, winter weather, to knock herds back in quite a while. So we've had really pretty good success with our populations. And so based on what I've talked to the archery people and the muzzleloader people that I've talked to, they've had pretty good success too. So we anticipate a very good season this year.
Right. Last year was a pretty mild winter. So does that mean that we're seeing even higher populations than normal, or are they about where they have been for a few years?
They're probably about where they have been. We had one bad winter a few years ago that really knocked some of the populations back, but that was several years ago, and our populations have been building again from that. So we're about where we normally are, I would say.
I know we draw a lot of people from out of state that come in as well to hunt, and have you been seeing those people come through?
Yes, I have. I have a little game I play in hunting season to see how many different license plates I can get. And in the archery season, I had 26. And usually I get around 48. We get people from everywhere.
I know we have a lot of hunters out there, some who do archery or muzzle loading, some who do rifle. Where are the areas on the western slope that are really prime habitat or prime hunting grounds?
Well, most of the western slope is very good for hunting elk and deer both. It just kind of depends on what kind of terrain people want to hunt in, whether they want to hunt in the southwest corner where it's very rugged and big tall mountains, or they want to hunt somewhere like here where it's a little less rugged in most of the country and it's more rolling. It just varies immensely. Our White River National Forest area has one of the largest herds in the state, and lots of people like to hunt up there too.
So another thing that we had this year was a lot of fire, a lot of wildfires. And I know that there's one area up near Meeker that is currently closed. Part of the hunting unit is closed because of an ongoing wildfire. But that aside, has the fire really impacted the hunting out here?
We haven't seen a lot of impact from fire overall. We don't anticipate that to be much of a problem as far as our hunting success, except for in those areas that are freshly burned.
Are there still licenses available for people who haven't gotten one yet?
Yes, there are. In our second and third rifle seasons, we do offer elk licenses over-the-counter, unlimited, for bulls, and those are on sale up until the day before the hunt, and then they are available for purchase after the season starts at one of our offices. They do have to have a hunter safety card. We do have some leftover licenses available also. They're running out, but you can find them on our website.
Well, it's an exciting time, right?
For
hunters out here, it's kind of ramping up. And National Weather Service has said there's a storm coming in. So something to be aware of, I guess, if you're going to head out this weekend.
Yes, it is. We encourage utmost safety of our participants. We are always patrolling during those seasons of snow and weather, but people do get in trouble, so they do need to be aware of that. But also don't let your guard down with fire either, because even if it is rainy, it's so dry now that it can dry out in a day or two. And we really want to stress we don't want any wildfires either. So, and then for the non-hunters, during the weeks of this hunting season, we do recommend they wear some blaze orange of some sort if they're going to be out in the woods, and just for their protection. Very, very, very seldom do we have anybody hurt by another hunter, but especially since we do have the blaze orange requirements on our hunters, they all are looking for blaze orange to warn them of each other. So we do recommend if people are going to be out walking, do wear a little bit of blaze orange so other hunters are aware you're not something other than a person.
Good advice. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Kirk.
You're welcome.